The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Mark. Jesus said to his disciples, "In those days after the tribulation, the sun will be darkened, the moon will no longer give its light, the stars will be falling from the sky, and the powers in the heavens will be shaken. And then you will see the Son of Man coming in the clouds with the great power and glory, and then he will send out his angels and gather the elect from the four winds and from the end of the earth and the end of the sky. Learn a lesson from the fig tree. When its branch becomes tender and sprouts leaves, you know that summer is near. In the same way, when you see these things happening, know that he is near at the gates. Amen, I say to you, this generation will not pass away until all these things have taken place. Heaven and earth will pass away, but my words will not pass away. But on that day, on that hour, no one knows, neither the angels in heaven, nor the Son, but only the Father." The Gospel of the Lord. God is good. All the time. Time. Today's gospel talks about the end of time. You know, what a better time to do that is at the end of our year, our liturgical year, the end of ordinary time. We're getting ready to have Advent, which will begin a new year and also a time of preparation for the coming of Christ. Time is very elusive to us. Time is man's creation. God has no time. God's forever. He always was, he always will be. Time. And what do we do with our time? What do we people do with our time? You know, we go about our jobs, we do our work, but apparently we do a lot of damage to this earth with our time. You know, we pollute, we make things horrible and happen, there's things about global warming, and there's things about, you know, the jet stream, and environmental things, and gosh, are we using our time wisely? I don't know. But I tell you what, you know, a lot of times, I run little work studies and stuff, you know, and I had a group, and we were doing some questionnaires and seeing how people reacted. And one of the questions was, if the end of the world was going to happen in 4 weeks, what would you do with that 4 weeks? Okay, Mary over there in the corner said, "Well, I would go out and I would spread the gospel throughout the world. Wherever I could, I'd get in my car and I'd drive as far as I could and I'd tell everybody the good news and I'd spread the gospel and I'd convince everybody to believe." I said, "Hey, that's pretty good. That's really nice." George over there in the corner said, wait, I got a better one. "I'm going to sell everything I own and use all my money to feed the hungry and take care of the poor and be a good steward throughout the world for that last 4 weeks and try to help everybody I could." I thought, wow, that's really good. Jimmy's sitting over there in the corner. He's got his arms folded. "Oh, what would you do with that 4 weeks?" He said, "I'd go to my mother-in-law's." I said, "Go to your mother-in-law's? What good is that going to do?" He said, "That would be the slowest 4 weeks of my entire life." All jokes aside, we're in a time of anticipation and preparation, religiously, in the religious time frame. Anticipation. Are we good at anticipation? Are we patient people?
How patient are you? You know, while you guys were enjoying all that nice cold weather with the snow last week, I was suffering through snorkeling in Belize. Yeah, I know, I know. Somebody had to do it. But the amount of impatience that I endured in the airports on the way there and on the way back was just mind-boggling. Standing in line and waiting for customs, and standing in line and waiting for your security clearance, and standing in line. How many of you like to stand in line? Raise your hands. Not very many hands out there. Anticipation. It's hard. It's hard. You know? We live this life day by day, and we find ourselves to be very, very impatient. You know, and the Lord doesn't want us to be impatient. The Lord wants us to wait. That was the message of today's gospel. To wait. You know? All this horrible stuff in the gospel today is going to happen someday, the second coming. But the big thing is be prepared. Because that's what he said. You know, it's not so much that it's going to happen, it's that you have to be ready. So anticipation, preparation. What do you have to do to be ready? What are the things that are necessary for us to be ready? Judgment Day could be tomorrow. Nobody knows. That was the last sentence. Only the Father knows. You know, science tells us that in half a billion years, the sun's going to explode and absorb, you know, the Earth. We know that's going to happen. Are we ready for that yet? Half a billion years. It's not on my time frame. I'm a kind of short timer anyway, so, you know, I'm going to do the best I can to just be prepared now, you know. But that's our job, is to be prepared now. You know, we can't wait till a few years later when we're a little older and we had all our fun behind us and then start reforming ourselves, making ourselves better, in the eyes of the Lord. We have to do it now. You know, it's important for us to do it now, to be prepared, to be vigilant, to have your lamp full of oil and lit. You know all the metaphors, because they're all in the Bible, you know? And so many of Jesus' parables point towards those being prepared and doing what is necessary in order to anticipate that end time. Anticipate what it will be like in the end. But so, Jesus' message today is not one of gloom and doom, like it kind of starts to sound like, but it really is one of hope. Because Jesus is telling us, look, hey, this is all going to happen, but you guys have the ammunition. I've been giving it to you all along. You know? There's just a few things you have to do. You know, you have to love your neighbor as yourself. That's the biggest challenge. You have to love God. That's an easy one. We love God. We're here, you know. We have to follow the commandments. Well, most of us do. You know, there's many murderers and adulterers out there, but if you are, God bless you. You know, your sins can be forgiven too. That's the whole thing. Be prepared. That's what Advent is all about. That's what the season is all about. And that's why we do what we do. That's why we go through this thing with green vestments during ordinary time. And then we're going to wear white vestments next week and celebrate the Feast of Christ the King. And then we're going to start wearing purple vestments, talking about how we got to be prepared. We got to prepare ourselves. You know, we got to prepare ourselves for what? For the coming of Christ. But what we have to prepare ourselves for, because he was born 2,000 years ago, is the second coming of Christ. And you heard it in the book today. When that happens, it happens. And the earth will open. And things will happen. And all these signs will happen. You know? And then all of a sudden, Jesus will be here. And he'll call us to him. He'll call us, those who are ready, and bring us towards him and embrace us. And he'll say to us, you've earned your reward. Your reward is given you. Because when I was hungry, you fed me. When I was naked, you clothed me. When I was homeless, you fostered me. When I was in prison, you visited me. When I was lonely, you held my hand. Because you did it to the least of mine, you did it for me. So take this time. Take it serious. Be prepared. God is good.